It's Tuesday, September 24th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
A new report says Trump personally ordered a hold on Ukrainian military aid as Nancy Pelosi finally starts looking into impeachment. Meanwhile, centrist think tank Third Way is testing attacks on Medicare for All with some help from Joe Biden's friends. And lastly, New York prosecutors reject Trump's, quote, sweeping immunity claim against a subpoena for his tax returns.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The Washington Post reports that President Trump told his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, to hold back almost $400 million in military aid for Ukraine, at least a week before a phone call in which Trump is said to have pressured the Ukrainian president to investigate the son of former Vice President Joe Biden. The report says administration officials were instructed to tell lawmakers that the delays were part of an interagency process, but to give them no additional information, a pattern that continued for nearly 2 months until the White House released the funds on the night of September 11th. Meanwhile, seven freshman Democrats who flipped Republican seats wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post calling for impeachment proceedings against President Trump. And it's being reported that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been quietly discussing with top allies and lawmakers about whether the time has come for impeachment. Finally. Bloomberg reports that Third Way, everyone's favorite corporate Democrat think tank, has been using a firm with close ties to former Vice President Joe Biden's 2020 Democratic presidential campaign to focus test attacks on Medicare for All. According to Bloomberg, a survey found Democratic primary voters favor the government-run healthcare system by a margin of 79% to 21%, but can be persuaded to oppose it when told the program will raise taxes and threaten Medicare for senior citizens. Third Way executive Jim Kessler told Bloomberg that the poll indicates the healthcare issue could be a winner for Trump. However, the poll, which again the centrist Democrat think tank Third Way commissioned, showed 53% of all voters, a majority, are in favor of Medicare for All.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
The New York Times reports that the Manhattan District Attorney's Office has accused President Trump and his legal team of making up a new presidential privilege in order to block their subpoena for several years' worth of personal and business tax returns. The Manhattan DA's office said Trump's request for a judge to make the subpoena against his accounting firm invalid until he leaves office was the president, quote, seeking to invent and enforce a new presidential tax return privilege. Bloomberg reports that the DA's office agreed not to enforce the subpoena before a scheduled Wednesday hearing on the case. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie!
Officials in Afghanistan told CBS News Monday that dozens of civilians were killed during a raid on Taliban hideouts by U.S. and Afghan special forces in the southern province. Bernie Sanders released a plan that seeks to cancel $81 billion in past due medical bills for Americans. And a new Capital Weekly poll in California finds Elizabeth Warren leading the Democratic presidential field with 29%, followed by Sanders at 21% and Joe Biden at 18%. And Bill Weld, long-shot candidate for the GOP nomination for president, accused Donald Trump of treason for pressing Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden and stated bluntly that the penalty for treason in the United States, quote, is death.
Quicker, quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to the Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.